Hey, it's 37 degrees in Boston right now, and we are joined by the Director of Tourism for America's Caribbean, also known as the United States Virgin Islands. He's a good friend of mine. His name is Joe Bisciolti. Joe, how's the weather in the Virgin Islands today?
It's absolutely beautiful, Barry. We are right around high 70s, partly cloudy, a nice trade wind breeze blowing across, very low humidity. So I would say it's definitely, at least for my warm Caribbean blood, much better than 37 degrees.
Yes, it is. So, Joe, let's talk a little bit about the United States Virgin Islands. Some of our listeners have been, but many have not. How many islands comprise the USVI?
Well, there are three main islands. St. Croix, which is our biggest island. We call it Twin City because of its two historic towns, Christiansted and Frederickstead. Mm-hmm. Then it's Rock City, which is St. Thomas, and which is the capital, Charlotte Amalie. In St. Thomas is the capital of the U.S. Virgin Islands. It's called Rock City because with the big mountains, beautiful vistas. And then the last main island is St. John, and that's called Love City because when you get up to St. John, you fall in love with the people, the beaches, and the entire feel when you get to St. John. And then a few years back, Water Island, which is right off the southern coast of St. Thomas, was named an official Virgin Island. So there are technically four, but most people know of the three main ones, St. Thomas, St. Croix, and St. John.
Great. Now, so you got the three main islands. When you want to fly in, which airports should our listeners be searching? Like, how many airports service the United States Virgin Islands?
We have two main airports, one in each district. So St. Thomas, St. John, Water Island is one district, and that airport is the Cyril E. King Airport. And then we have the Rolston Airport, which is on St. Croix.
Okay.
And, of course, we have intra-island air travel between both airports, St. Thomas and St. Croix. We're very fortunate to have very strong airlift into the Virgin Islands from all across the United States, up and down the eastern seaboard from Boston as far south as Miami, and headed into the Midwest, Dallas, and Chicago, and into as our connector flights, and then all up and down the East Coast to get you into the Virgin Islands.
What are the major airlines? What airlines are most frequently coming into the Virgin Islands, Joe?
Of course, the big three, Delta, United, and American, have multiple flights a day coming in from multiple cities. Spirit, Frontier, there was a big announcement that they're going to be merging or one is acquiring the next. They fly into the territory. Sun Country flies in from Minneapolis. And, of course, we have JetBlue that flies in from the Northeast, Boston and JFK. United flies in from Newark in New Jersey, Dulles out of D.C., and Houston in Texas. And then American flies in from JFK, Miami, Chicago, Philadelphia, Dallas. Delta flies in from Boston and Atlanta.
Yep.
And, of course, you know, we also have Spirit that flies in from Fort Lauderdale and Orlando. And Frontier flies into the territory from Orlando.
Joe, which island should we go to if they want to golf?
If they want to golf, you have to visit St. Croix. There are two and a half golf courses on St. Croix.
Yep.
The Buccaneer, beautiful, nice, short, challenging course. And then Carambola, a longer course, you know, beautiful vistas on both golf courses that gives you an opportunity to experience some great golf and great weather. Mm-hmm. And then the third one is the Reef, which is a shorter course. That's a nine-hole course that, of course, you can go around twice.
It's a nice executive course. You know, if you only got an hour or so to play, you can go play the Reef. What about casinos? Are there casinos in the islands?
Yes, there is. There is actual full-blown casinos. Like we know, if you're in the U.S., you're in Boston at the Encore, if you're at, you know, Atlantic City, Vegas, or the other places. And that you can do that at the DV Hotel, which just recently reopened as an all-inclusive adult property. That's the DV on the eastern end of St. Croix. And then there's a casino downtown Christiansted at the Caravel. So there are two casinos there. Yeah. In St. Thomas and St. John, there are video machines, which sort of almost casino-ish, but all controlled by the computers.
How about the Airbnb inventory? You know, can a family, you know, pile in and say, you know, we're going to bring the kids? Because you don't want to take a family typically to a hotel. It gets cost prohibitive eating all your meals out. But how's the Airbnb inventory in the Virgin Islands?
Airbnb inventory in the Virgin Islands is very, very strong. We actually picked up, just went over some numbers earlier today. We're up to somewhere around 4,700 properties across the territory. That's up from 4,100 3 months ago. You know, our inventory is strong. Our bookings are very strong on the Airbnb market side. So that has been a saving grace for our tourism product since 2017, when we had the two Category 5 hurricanes that hit us in back-to-back 2 weeks. So that has been strong. It's been continually growing. It's one of the reasons why we can keep our load factors and our airlift ahead of where we were pre-COVID and ahead of where we were prior to the hurricanes. It's because of the sharing economy space has been doing extremely well for us, complementing our traditional room inventory with our hotels.
How's the boating, Joe? If a family does come down and they rent a house, can they rent a boat or charter a boat for the day?
Yeah, actually, we have been investing significantly in our marine part of our deck from a tourism offering. So that's charter boats, that's power boats, that's super yachts, super mega yachts, all across the entire space. And what has really helped jumpstart that particular business for us in the USVI is our Governor Bryan, in the spring of 2020, when most of the world shut down, including the Caribbean, Governor Bryan opened our waters as a safe haven for boaters that were being displaced out of many of our Caribbean competition. Yeah. And what we found from that is that there's been a tremendous amount of goodwill that was built up by allowing these vessels to safe harbor in the U.S. Virgin Islands. And then we've invested in the product itself in terms of creating awareness across that niche industry space. What we've seen is our marine business has taken off. We've been beneficial that we have the number one super mega yacht facility, Yacht Haven Grant, in the entire world here in St. Thomas. We've also been blessed to have many unchartered coves all around the U.S. Virgin Islands that have not been visited frequently because we have not been a big marine space.
Yep.
For a couple decades. And then we, you know, maybe about, I want to say maybe 8 to 10 years ago, we had a law change that allowed for exemption on called a six-pack, which allowed people to sail with a less tax implication. And then, of course, in March 2020, when we opened up to be a safe haven, we started to see our marine business take off. And, of course, we in tourism have been promoting that very, very aggressively.
So, you know, for many parts of the Caribbean, Joe, you need a passport. But because
Correct.
The U.S. Virgin Islands is part of America, you do not need a passport, right? Somebody can fly down from anywhere in the United States without a passport, just using their real ID driver's license?
Right. If you are a U.S. citizen, you do not need a passport to fly in.
Okay.
However, so you do not, if you have a U.S. passport, you do not need a passport to fly in. You are correct that you do not need any passport if you have a real ID to get to the territory. I always just put an asterisk on it that you know, as a U.S. territory, you do not need a passport to come in. So it's very similar to, you know, flying from Boston to Miami. You know, you go to TSA, you show your ID. It doesn't have to be a passport. It could be a real ID. It could be some other form of global entry ID, and you could move through and not have a passport.
But I do need a negative COVID test, a few days before I fly down?
Yeah, right now it's 5 days in advance. If you fly from the continental U.S. into the territory, it's 5 days. However, if you fly from an international destination, i.e. Canada,
yep,
or you fly in from other Caribbean island, you need 3 days in advance to come into the territory with a negative COVID test.
And how about going home? Let's say I'm flying back to Boston. Do I have to get a COVID test to go home?
No, not at all. That is another one of our advantages, I call it, when you travel now, particularly for leisure trips, is that you do not need a COVID test to re-enter the continental United States from the territory.
All right. Folks, we're joined by Joe Bisciolti. He's the Director of Tourism for the United States Virgin Islands. And Joe, maybe take a brief time to describe the art scene and the culinary scene in the Virgin Islands, because it's a lot different than it is in New England.
Yeah, I would say, you spend a lot of time, I know, Barry, on St. Croix. And St. Croix is our culinary capital, I call it, here in the U.S. Virgin Islands. A great place for foodies or wannabe foodies or just people who like to eat. It's a great place, great restaurants, many different types of cuisines, from local seafood and lobsters coming in the same day on the pier to five-star meals that come out as beautiful as any artwork I've seen on your plate in front of you. St. Thomas and St. John have similar types of restaurants, all the way from your diner and dive set up to your high-end restaurant. We definitely specialize in Caribbean cuisine, lots of different types of seafood are always available. And, of course, there's always the local delights like Johnny Cakes, which are fried dough. And, of course, there's always our pâtés, which some people call empanadas and some people call meat pies, depending on where you go in the world. We call them pâtés here, which are basically dough-filled pastries with different types of meat inside of them. And, of course, we have two big rum distillery production centers on St. Croix. One is Prussian Rum, and the other one is Captain Morgan's Rum by Diageo. So there's always your fair share of libation creations that can accompany your fine meals here in the Virgin Islands.
All right. Well, Joe, I want to thank you for joining us today, and sure appreciate your time. And normally I tell our guests to stay warm, but you don't have to worry about that, do you?
No, not at all. Thank you for that. And look forward to seeing you sometime someplace around. Maybe I'll see you at the 19 hole on St. Croix.
There you go. This segment of the Financial Exchange is brought to you in part by the United States Virgin Islands Department of Tourism. St. Croix, St. Thomas, and St. John are back in business and ready for you to visit. Great packages are now available, and you don't need to be tested to return to New England. For more information and to book your trip, go to visitusvi.com. That's visitusvi.com. Experience the vision of America's Caribbean today.